Public hearing is change of zone, number 2018, James Yerke II.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an MR medium density residential district to an AR1 agricultural residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 1.53 acres more or less. The property is lying on the east side of Old Shawnee Road, which is Sussex County Route 619, approximately 0.35 mile northeast of Shawnee Road, which is Route 36. The 911 address is not available, and the tax parcel ID is District 130, Map 3, Parcel 170.04. The zoning district is MR medium density residential district. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the staff analysis. We have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response letter. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and I would note that we have received one letter in opposition, which is included in your paperless packet. Thank you.
All right, sir, thank you. Yes, sir.
I'm James Yerke.
Okay, you've worked with our director, read into the record on your behalf. Is there anything you would like to add?
I own a heat and air conditioning business, and I plan on making this like my forever home with like a little shop. I'm basically a one-man show right now. I got sometimes part-time employees that come and go, and for the most part, I have like two storage containers and a couple cars there. And then if you look to the other side, there you go. But it don't look like that no more, though. Most of them cars are gone, or they're in the storage container itself, and them storage containers are on the thing. It's, most of everything's from that red trailer over, if anything, and there's not as many cars there anymore. But my plans are to build a forever home. I plan on building a barminium, and I plan on living there, basically where the red car is. I build up a bunch of land or whatever. I just don't have all the money yet to build what I want to build. And I'm just taking it as a time conservative thing. And it's a lot cleaner of what that picture looks right there, though. That's an older picture.
So are you're planning to build a home there? Are you also planning to run your business?
Yeah, just I have a small business. I have a heat and air conditioning business. I'll probably keep storage in those storage containers for what I have in my business, and then I have hobbies, obviously.
Employees?
I only have one, and he's part-time.
Okay. Mr. Whitehouse, can you enlighten us a little bit? This is a little confusing.
There is a little bit of history to this. So the parcel's currently zoned MR, and this is one of two applications. So our constables were out to visit last year, so we've been discussing it for a year. And I believe we did serve a notice of violation because we identified that there was an unimproved parcel, and we went on site and we discovered that there were the shipping containers on site and a number of vehicles, and we made contact with the applicant, and that triggered two applications to be submitted. So the first of the two applications is the one that's here tonight. That's the change of zone down to AR1. There's another application following behind this one for a conditional use, and the conditional use is for the use of the shipping containers. So I think now we need to kind of understand that a little bit and have a conversation with the applicant separately to this change of zone, because if it's to be part of a dwelling, you, whether it's AR1 or whether it's MR, you can have a dwelling in either zoning district. It's the business element that I think we need to understand.
I don't really run my business out of there. I just keep like some of my supplies there once in a while, like not, and it's not really used too much. I have a regular house, and most of my stuff is done at other people's houses, obviously, because I do heat and air conditioning. But I store some like in one of the storage containers, I got two cars, and the others, I got like my personal belongings and maybe a little supplies, not much. And then that's it, you know what I mean? So it's not like, I don't really stay there at all. It's just, I cut the grass. My stuff is very nice and neat and orderly compared to like the person behind me and the person to the side of me. They're like very not neat. And I'm nowhere like really near anybody that's like, everything around me is kind of trashy, to be honest. So I try to keep up on it. I mow my grass every week or whatever. And everything's kind of like, if you look at that one red trailer, that picture don't give it justice, because at that time I built that pad. Everything from that red trailer is basically over and real tight. You can't even really see anything when you do go by now. And I plan on painting them storage containers all black. But But if you were to go to the left of me, you see the guy has tons of equipment in his other yard. You see that guy right there? I mean, he's got tons of equipment in his.
What are the adjacent zonings?
Like, there's only one development real close to that. And then if you were to go to the right, there's nothing but, like, rundown houses and stuff like that.
Everything on this side of the street is MR, Mr. Chairman.
I'm just surprised because that dude has, like, so much equipment in his yard.
Okay, well, we'll see if anybody on the commission has any questions for you. Mr. Mears.
It's just about the change of zone, so.
Sorry, say again?
It's just about the change of zone, right? So there's.
Kind of is, yeah. About, and it's.
Like, I plan on being a lot more orderly and neatly. I'm just trying to build up my bank account until I can build my forever home. That's basically, that property is going to be my forever home when I get enough money. It's just the interest rates are really high, and I don't plan on financing. I own that property 100% and stuff, and, I mean, it basically broke me. I'm fine because of how much I had to pay for that property. I want to build my forever home, but I'm stuck. I mean, I own another home, and like I said, I just don't have enough room for all my other stuff to be there.
I don't have any questions.
Okay. Don't have any questions at this time. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Collins.
No questions from me right now. Thank you.
Okay. A little concerned that everything on that side of the street is MR. Where is the nearest AR? Where, I mean, I'm concerned about it being a spot zone, which is. So how are we not a spot zoning? Good answer to that.
Put the zoning map on.
The other side of the street, AR? Or?
They said something about, like, they're registered when Milford went into it. That's how they just zoned everything. Like the grand, and he supposedly, the one neighbor next to me supposedly grandfathered in.
So where's the property on that? Just is it?
It's the yellow.
Right, right, oh, right there. Okay. Right there. Yep. Gotcha.
So yeah. So this property is right in the middle of a very large swathe of land that's MR.
All right, I don't have any further questions. Staff, any questions from the staff? None. Mr. Whitehouse.
I have one, if I may, Mr. Chairman, and it's not related to the change of zone application. And my question is more procedural in terms of the conditional use application that's trailing behind this change of zone application. And the staff are awaiting that upon receipt of a conditional use site plan for the ultimate use of the site. And I guess my question for the applicant, if I may, is as the application's been in for well over 12 months, is that being worked on? Is that being prepared?
Well, the land is very low, so it needs a lot of dirt. So I've been building it, the land up or whatever, because I don't want to have no floodage issues when I do go to build my building. And I just basically been building it as I get my flow of money in, you know what I mean? I just don't want to go broke and finance stuff or whatever. In the next 2 years, I plan to have that building built and everything where I'm at and stuff.
Hold on. Okay, a couple things. First of all, what Mr. Whitehouse is asking you is about a plan. Have you hired someone as a surveyor or someone doing an actual plan for you?
Well, I paid a surveyor to do that drawing to begin with or whatever. I think that was like $1,200, but what I already know what I'm going to build, like in my head.
Well, here's the thing. Yeah.
Okay.
I appreciate that you know what you're going to build, but we have to know what
you're
going to build.
I got you.
So when you, and I know this hearing is about the change of zone and only about the change of zone, but what Mr. Whitehouse was asking was that there's been no exhibits, no plans submitted for the conditional use, because in order to consider a conditional use, we have to have a plan.
I thought on that piece of paper it said what I was going to build. The survey didn't have a building, like I have like a stakes on that thing where I thought it showed what I was planning on using.
Well, you have to show where buildings are located, where parking's located, where the highway entrance will be.
where your stormwater management's going to be, if you're going to have any. Essentially what we refer to as a site plan.
Yeah.
Which is more than a survey. It's more than just.
It's more than a survey? Because I thought on the survey that they had, like, where I put my stakes and what I hope to plan to be my driveway and stuff like that was on there. I got a survey that I turned in that I could have sworn they had the marks and everything of what I plan on putting on there and stuff.
I don't have the file physically with me, Mr. Chairman, but my understanding is what we have is.
Okay, and if that document exists, then you know we're
I don't see anything it'll be okay. Package.
And he was just asking that question, knowing that there's another application coming. Is the situation we have though is that the conditional use can't be applied for in any other zone other than an AR zone.
That's correct.
So that's why we're here. Right. You know, just the commissioners understand that the downzoning is required in order for him to submit a conditional use application. That's why it's required, and we have this situation here where we're surrounded by MR.
So his business wouldn't be allowed in the MR?
No.
Yeah, that's why I'm here.
Short answer is no.
Because the MR zone doesn't have that catch-all condition.
Doesn't have that.
The AR one doesn't.
And you can't apply for a conditional use in a
MR.
Actually in any other zone, right?
No, some of them you
some
can,
C1s,
but yeah,
I guess
but
you
not
can,
all
some,
of them.
Yeah,
you're right, though.
Them. Yeah. Okay.
What was on the neighboring property? Could we zoom into that again?
Farm operation.
Maybe
they got a bunch of equipment. He works for Kent Construction, that one right there, too.
I'm just curious if there's other activity.
So it looks to me we have a dwelling.
That may be
like
another
he's probably the one that called on me, to be honest, too.
It's like landscape
stuff. We have a dwelling, and then we have at least two large accessory structures behind the dwelling.
Yeah. Well, okay. All right, then. Anyone else have any further, any questions? Okay, there being none, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application.
All right, thank you. Okay.
You're certainly welcome. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 2018, James Yerke II? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 2018? Yes, ma'am. Come on up.
I'm Patricia Marshall. I'm at 6470 Old Shawnee Road. I own the lot across the road. And I also, the next lot is my home where I live.
Uh-huh.
And I'm against having a business across the street.
Okay.
Old Shawnee Road is all residential. If you could take a picture down the road, they're all houses. As far as I know, we have no businesses on that road. All right, any other questions?
I think
it should be residential.
Okay. All right, thank you. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Okay.
I'm Patricia's daughter. I grew up on Old Shawnee Road.
What is Patricia's daughter's name?
Oh, my name is Sally Marshall.
Okay.
How are you? I grew up on Old Shawnee Road, and my parents had 100 acres there. Never, ever has there been a business on Old Shawnee Road other than the corner store at the intersection of New Shawnee Road and Old Shawnee Road. It's confusing right now as to what he's trying to do, because he says building and he says my forever home, but all we really are seeing are vehicles with for sale signs. So, you know, residential, great. It's all residential. Business, it's a struggle. So that would be the concern.
Well, what is perhaps a little bit confusing about this is that current zoning there is
is the MR zone, there's no vehicle by which a business can be located in an MR zone. So what the applicant is asking is to have it downzoned to AR. And in the AR zone, you can apply for a conditional use to have a business. So this is kind of a two-step process for him, okay, is what he has chosen to engage in, is a two-step process. So the first step is to change the zoning from MR to AR, still residential. And what he is saying, what he testified to, was that he wants to build a residence there. But he's also being open about the fact that he was going to want to locate a business there, okay? And that will have to come later. That will be another public hearing if he is successful with this zoning change. And frankly, only if he's successful with this zoning change. That's why I get the confusion about it. He's definitely stated he's going to build a residence there, but his plan is to run his business from that location.
So. Heating and air business.
Beg your pardon?
Heating and air business, yes. As he called out.
That's what
okay.
he said.
Okay.
Okay?
Got it. Well,
all right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Anyone else like to speak? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the day to see if we make a decision, or you may wish